was an actor way out of his normal character role. But the most intriguing thing was the fact this was no actor, but rather an Angus steer asked to play the part of a longhorn. It all played out 60 years ago this month on the set of a well-known TV series. It's next on The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com.
Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving raw.
The year was 1959, and there was a special promotion at the Missouri State Fair that year for the exhibitor of the Grand Champion Steer.
Well, the promotion was that was when they had the Rawhide series on television. And Rawhide, they would head them up, move them out, and they were always going to Sedalia.
And Sedalia, Missouri was home to the Missouri State Fair.
So the film people in Hollywood dreamed up this promotion because they were always talking about Sedalia, that they'd have the Grand Champion Steer on the Rawhide show.
And the Grand Champion Steer that year was exhibited by a 15-year-old named M.L. McRae, my father. 60 years ago this month, he and his steer went to the film set.
I don't think film people had any idea that the steer wouldn't look anything like those longhorn cattle that they were using in that movie stuff.
Yes, an Angus steer from the 1950s looks far different than a longhorn on a movie set. There was talk of outfitting the Angus with a fake set of longhorns, which of course would have looked even more ridiculous. They went on location in Tucumcari, New Mexico, but even that film set was void of any cattle.
They had a whole bunch of stock film that they could use and portray that the riders were moving these cattle, and all that had been shot in Mexico. And they had gone down there and shot lots and lots of that kind of film.
The steer did appear in publicity photos with the cast. The show was a hit in the nation at the time, and perhaps one of the most interesting stars was a guy who was a no-name at the time, but became a film legend. The story of that star and this steer is next time as we travel the countryside in Berlin, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.